This is Northwest Public Radio. I'm Sue Ann Ramella with StoryCorps Northwest. Millions died under Cambodia's communist regime. Sinun Hem of Tacoma was a young girl when the Khmer Rouge came into power. She tells her friend Falwena Pritchard about how she was taken from her family and forced to work in a labor camp.
Where were you born and how did you come to America?
I was born in the city of Sisapon in Cambodia. I came to America in 1981 of February. The reason that I came to America is because of the communists took over my country.
How was that experience? Can you talk a little bit about it?
A very tragic one. I remember those memories very well. During the communist, my father, I believe he worked for the army, and he knew what was going to happen, so he took our family out of the area that we were known to be an army family. All of a sudden, the communists said, no more war, it's going to be peace in the country. 2 weeks later, they said that you all need to get out from your home. It's a security check, they said, just 3 days, but they never allow us to come back. Remember walking on the highway at an age 9 years old, was so scared, really scared, seeing so many dead bodies on the side of the road. Couldn't really understand it. As a young child, I wondered to myself, why they said it's going to be peace, but why so many dead bodies on the road? And for the family that they don't like, they just grab the whole family and shoot them just right there. I remember seeing my father was shaking. Then they came around town and said, we want all of your children. And they took me far away to be brainwashed. Didn't really think at all. Just followed them. A few months later, the rice season was ready to be harvested again. And that's when all of us was put to work. Every morning early at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, ready to go. And come back very late at night. With one change of clothes at the beginning, I remember one black change of clothes, and every night I was so wet and itchy everywhere. Could never cry, wondering why they did that to us. This girl, she and quite a few people in my group, they just couldn't handle him all. They tried to run away, and then they brought them back. We had to sit around, and they burned their leg with the fire. And they threatened us, if you run away, we'll kill your whole family. And I got so scared. I would never tell myself I would never run away. And then 1 year later, my father was sent back to pick up his whole family. It was a miracle, I think.
So what would you tell your children about how America is to you?
I would tell my children that this is the homeland that saved my life, that gave me freedom, that gave me opportunity, that give me everything that I know today. This is the homeland of opportunity. If you take it and honor it, you will make it in your life. So many people here to help you, to show you the way and the direction to life. Where I came from, there were none.
That was Sinun Hem, sharing how she survived a child labor camp during Pol Pot's rule in Cambodia. She and her family came to the United States when she was 15. They were sponsored by a Baptist family in Olympia. You can hear this story and other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on her website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to Multiplication.com and China Berry Hill and Urban Luxury B&B in Tacoma for their support in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.